Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you're listening, been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. Welcome aboard. Connie Certusi is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Connie is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Accounting Solutions at Sage. And in case you didn't know it, they're the folks who make Peachtree Accounting Systems. Also ACT, which is both programs that we use here, and a bunch of other stuff that they do, and we'll get her to mention that a little bit later on. But she brings a survey that they've conducted recently that's got some good news in it. Connie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Connie. Congratulations on bringing us some good news. Thank you for bringing us some good news. Now, this survey that you guys conducted recently in the last quarter, Sage Business Mind Survey, this particular one is one that you do annually, I guess.
Right. Well, we actually we try to survey our customers annually on a lot of the different factors and the drivers that's impacting them as small business owners. We did do one very similar to this particular survey last year, as with the downturn of the economic condition,
right.
Just to really, quite frankly, understand how the economy was impacting small business.
Just how bad it was, huh?
Exactly. And then we did a follow-up one back in March of this year, and it's been great because we've been able to really see the trending. And as you said, there are some very positive signs in there. We're not out of the woods yet, but there's definitely positive signs.
Well, one of the reasons I'm happy about a survey like yours is because I do a couple of other surveys that track small businesses every month. And sometimes that news is so granular, it's hard to see the overall, the overall picture, the larger picture. And a survey like yours, when compared to one, say, 9 months earlier, gives you a little bit better indication of the trends. You know, we still maybe we still don't like the numbers, but we're starting to like the trends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. And the purpose of this particular survey was really twofold. Like I said, it was to understand how the recent economic downturn had impacted or was impacting currently small businesses. But then also we more specifically got into how small businesses felt about some of the government proposals that are out there to really stimulate the small business economy.
And this is the first survey I've seen like that. So I was very excited to get that information. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was very enlightening. And to your point, Jim, what we saw is that, as I mentioned, small businesses are definitely more optimistic now. We're definitely not out of the woods. They view the rebound of the economy as closer than it was a year ago. But as I said, they're not letting go of their purse strings. I think one of the interesting survey points a couple of the factors that I saw that were most telling is that when we compared this survey to the one from last year, it was actually a 10-point improvement in the percentage of small businesses who said the economic condition had negatively impacted their business.
Hmm.
So that, when you think about it, 10 points is pretty good.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
With that said, it basically dropped from 72% to 62%.
So there's still a lot of folks out there who are feeling a little pain.
Yeah, so we're going in the right direction, but we're just not there yet.
Exactly. That's what I meant when I said we don't like the number, but we like the trend.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, that is good news. But I think that there's some level. There's no question that there's still a lot of concern out there in the economy. A lot of small business owners still hanging on. But the small business owners who were able to answer your questions survived 2009, Connie. I mean, that's the thing. And if they survived 2009 and the last half of 2008, you know, they're going to be a little bit more cautious about singing Happy Days Are Here again.
I think
we possibly could even discount that number a little bit, because I mean I can just imagine people saying, you know what, I feel a little bit better than this, but I'm afraid to talk about it.
Well, and that's Jim, that's also what we saw, is that, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, I mean they're still operating in a what I would consider a recession error mindset.
Yeah.
70% of those surveyed still believed that the upturn was more than 6 months away.
Yeah.
60%, to your point, 60% said that they continue to watch their finances more closely.
Right.
And
half
of them are actually cutting their capital expenditures. So they're watching their purse strings.
Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to those numbers a little bit more when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
I can't imagine. On my face, I can feel a sudden sensation taking place.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out our blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. We also our poll question, which is right there on the homepage on the right side. Just check it out and read the question and answer it and submit it, and we'll keep you posted on how the survey turns out. Having a great visit with our friend Scotty Sertusi, who's a Senior Vice President of Sage North America, and they're the folks who produce software for small businesses. And I'm going to ask Connie some questions about small businesses and their technology a little bit later on. Connie, we're talking about the Sage Business Minds survey, which you conducted back in the spring just a couple of months ago, and it's the second time you did that in about a nine-month period. The news is better. You were talking about some of the individual issues, though, as we went to the break. But one of the things that you've talked about was the fact that what your respondents told you about what's coming up, you know, how they're thinking things are going to be in the next 6 months. And one of the it kind of tracks, and I was glad to hear what you said about it, because I wrote an article a month or so ago, and I said we hear about people talking about V recoveries and U recoveries and even W's, and what I said was I think this recovery is going to be, the letter is going to be M for marathon. It's not going to be a sprint. It's going to, you know,
yeah.
So I said, pace yourself.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to go into a kick right now. This is a time to be deliberate and disciplined in looking at this recovery. And it sounds like your respondents are doing that.
Yeah. I mean, it was the exact same message. I mean, like I said, that they're watching their finances more closely. They're reducing capital expenditures. Now we did see in the survey that there's a smaller percentage of small businesses that are planning to reduce their staffing or their employee headcount in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it went from around 35% last year to 13% this year, so that's
right.
Positive.
That's good news.
But then on the flip side of that, to your point, they're not hiring either.
Right.
So they're being very, very careful. And I think, to your point, I think they're going to come out of this. They're going to be stronger because
yep.
they made it through.
Yep.
It's just getting, they're going to be probably much more business savvy and being able to have, you know, much more efficient cost controls. But it's just going to take some time.
Well, Connie, think about how many millions of business owners and managers there are out there who've never been through something like this. I mean, this is my seventh recession to go through. My first one was 1969, and I was in college. I got laid off in college because of the one in 1969. So there are a lot of people out there, a lot of adults, fully formed adults that are, you know, fully functioning adults in the marketplace who've never been through anything like this. And this has been a good education. It hasn't been good that it happened, but it's been good that they got an education out of it.
No, I agree with that, and I think this one also was at least what I saw, or what we saw was different in that it was hit from all sides. It was hit from the consumer side,
right.
It was hit from the business side. And so you had a lot of corporate people being laid off, what would have happened in the past typically is those people would have started businesses, but they couldn't do it this time because the loans weren't available. The financial institutions were really beginning to cut down. So it was almost like a perfect storm.
That's an exact perfect way to describe it. It was, no question, a perfect storm. And that last part that you mentioned, the banking, the financial part, see, this is the first recovery since the Great Depression where the financial industry wasn't sitting there ready for the recovery to come back.
Right.
We have a sick financial industry right now, and it's getting better, but it's been pretty sick. And this is the first time that that's happened. And that, to me, that made it the perfect storm. I want to move over though and talk about the respondents' comments to your questions about what the government, the Obama administration has done for them. This is the first time I've seen anybody talk about that with their respondents. And I'm glad you did that. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. So we part of the survey is we wanted to give small businesses a voice, not only to SAGE, but also to a voice to kind of the broader ecosystem, you know, to the government and others that are out there that are really trying to begin to light a fire under this to make sure that we're focused on the right things. And what was really interesting is we tested, I think there were about 10 different pieces, their bills that are already in place, or most of them were proposals that are on the docket right now that are geared towards stimulating the small business economy.
Right.
What we found is that, and it's not surprising, Jim, is that there is no silver bullet.
Right.
There wasn't one that stood out above all the others. Now, with that said, about 61% of those surveyed found that at least one or two of them would be helpful in their in their business. The one that was viewed as the most helpful, which received, I believe it was around 37% of those surveyed said that it would be helpful for them, is the extension through 2010 where small businesses can accelerate the rate at which they deduct their cost of capital.
All that did, though, was to extend what they already had.
Exactly. That wasn't brand new. That was just an extension.
Right.
And that received the highest mark. Now, what's really interesting is that, and I'll at the end I'll give everyone the website address for the survey. But what was really interesting is the ones at the bottom really had less appeal all had to do with more flexibility around SBA loans. You know, around.
And that's because, unfortunately, most small business owners don't know a lot about SBA loans.
I think that's a piece of it, and I think also this gets back to what you said earlier, they're being very careful. They're not really...
My independent community bankers tell me, we're ready to make loans. Small business owners aren't asking us for loans.
Yeah.
I think that's part of that piece. Hold on to that thought. Folks, we got a lot more to come. Kai's doing a great job. Tintil, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.